Welcoming to our WBEV airwaves as my guest this morning on Party Line, the mayor of the city of Juneau, Dan Wegener. Mr. Mayor, thanks so much for joining us this morning here on the air. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. The city of Juneau, county seat in Dodge County, so people have an opportunity to drive into your community for various reasons. But why don't you start off a little bit, just telling our listeners about some of your favorite aspects of the community. What makes Juneau special?
I think what makes it special is it's extremely clean. We have a good amount of industry in the community that they're striving to set their roots. One most notably, we're the home of the litter robot now. I don't know if you've seen any of the commercials for those. It's been a company that's been in Juneau for about 12 years now, and they've expanded tremendously, providing over 400 jobs. We have some beautiful city parks. We have a nice rec program for the kids. I think Juneau's just a good place to live, work, and play.
With me on WBEV this morning, Dan Wegener, the mayor of Juneau. You mentioned the business being in town for about 12 years. You've been mayor for over 10 years now. Tell me a little bit about your involvement in the city. As I look back on your resume, we're talking Board of Appeals, Utility Commission, Fire Department. How did you wind up becoming mayor?
Well, I guess I've always had an interest in our city. Never planned to be a politician, to tell you the truth. Been involved in the Board of Appeals, like you said, in the early years there, and that's kind of the committee that either approves or negates building extensions and what have you to try to uphold our building ordinances. We did adopt the Uniform Building Code of State of Wisconsin back then and what have you. So I've always been interested in that aspect of things, and the Utility Commission was just a good fit because the fact that I worked there for a stint right out of high school, before I became an electrician and started my own business. So I've always had an interest in that, making that better. And I think in 86, I think I was appointed to the Utility Commission, and I think we made some great strides there. And then after that, elected to go run for mayor and defeated the incumbent that was there for, I think, 8 years, okay, what have you, and been mayor ever since. Fire department has always been something that I've always been involved with and always had an interest as well. I still am a member, but kind of an inactive member. I kind of stepped down from being assistant chief after I secured the job of mayor just because they couldn't make drills because that was conflict with meeting nights. But always had an interest with that. Tough to retain members or to recruit new members. It's not like it used to be. It used to be a real brotherhood and what have you. It's just tough to keep that aspect of government going as well. So I encourage any younger member or any person that's interested in helping their community to look at joining the Juneau Fire Department or the EMS.
Good suggestion. I appreciate you sharing that. I went back and was looking at some of the early times when you first got elected as mayor of Juneau. I know one of the things you talked about at that time was uniting the community, the council. Tell me a little bit about your accomplishments, how you feel about the city of Juneau. Have you been able to accomplish some of those things that you were looking to do as you started off a little over 10 years ago?
Well, we always have a turnover of council members and commission members. The mayor appoints the commission members, in other words, plan commission or utility commission. The mayor appoints them by approval of the council. And at the time I took over, I didn't see that the council was really united in making Juneau move forward and what have you. So that sparked my interest in creating that or accomplishing that, which I think we did. Again, I don't think I've got a member. I know I don't have a member on the council anymore that was on there when I first came aboard. So it's tough. 2-year terms for council members and mayors, three-year terms for like commission appointments and what have you. So it's just tough to get people to commit to the time that it takes to run city government from a part-time basis. I almost have to have a scorecard to keep track of my meetings. I got several every week. And that's probably the reason I stepped down from being assistant fire chief, because I just missed so much stuff on the fire department because of my meeting schedule. But yeah, I think I think the people that we got all work for a common goal, or at least you try to work for a common goal. You like to appease the people that come in with their personal agenda, but you got to kind of look at the whole picture and saying, hey, what are we doing to make Juneau a better place to work and live?
On Party Line on WBEV, I'm speaking with the mayor of the city of Juneau, Dan Wegener, this morning. Back in May, the 16th of May, the city of Juneau had a tornado, which it had to deal with. And tell us a little bit about maybe that day and the aftermath. How did Juneau address an emergency like that? And how have you folks recovered?
Well, there's a prime example of the value of a publicly owned electric utility. When the storm moved through, I think it was probably 5:30, 6 o'clock that night, I hunkered down at home. And after about 2 bleeps of electric, the electric went out throughout the community. And wouldn't you know it, I called my electric superintendent, Nick Gallman, and forgot all about that he was at a conference in La Crosse at the time. Well, he was already on his way home. He had already talked to his second in command and said, I understand you guys got a real mess up there. And I said, well, it just went through. I said, I haven't been out yet. And so I jumped in my van and I headed up to the north side of the town, which I knew had received most of the damage. And it was just devastation. Our north third of our community got hit, including Clearview up there. They have a group living home that tore the roof and off of that, took several windows out of the building proper of Clearview, and behind it was a former motel that Clearview used to own, but now it's privately owned, and it was converted into efficiency apartments. The roof was gone on that, and as I looked down Home Road or County Trunk DF, you couldn't see a power pole standing. We have two transmission lines that come in our community, one from the east, one from the west. And the one from the east, every pole on Home Road was laying on its side across the road. Well, and then I was hearing through radio transmissions that power was out on the west side of town coming into Juneau. So I thought, oh, my gosh. And the devastation along North Main Street at the north third of the town, all our power poles were all laying in the street and what have you. And I was preparing people not to have power for 2-3 days because just of the devastation, the massive devastation that we had throughout the community. Well, lo and behold, our municipal wholesale group, it's called the MEUW, they have almost an automatic response, kind of like MABUS does for fire departments. And we had communities all over sending bucket trucks and crews to help to assist getting poles back up, lifting the down wires. I think we had as many as 8 bucket trucks parked along North Main Street from the block of W going north. And by midnight, we had power back in our community. Fortunately, the transmission line out on the west side of town, it was only involved one pole. So that allowed us to get power back in the community. And with the help of all these MEUW groups, we got wires isolated so that the 2/3 of the town were pretty much restored totally by the next day. So that's just a real benefit to having a municipal-owned electric utility. And that's where I started out and where I received my basic training and what have you. And that was the interest for long in the utility commission for 26 years.
In addition, beyond the, how do I want to phrase this? In addition to the utility issues that the tornado caused, how about the private homes, the businesses? You were mentioning the Clearview site. How about the damage? How extensive was the damage, and how is the cleanup going in Juneau?
Well, I got to say, by the following work week, we had it all pretty much under control by the end of the week, and cleanup was great. We had other municipalities that sent over cleanup crews with chippers and what have you, so the downed trees got picked up. It was some long days for our DPW employees as well, and they rose to the occasion. We had volunteers. I think we lost 20-some trees out in our Northside Park, which is where all our soccer teams play, you know, where all the soccer fields are. And that pretty much was all cleaned up by the end of the work day on Saturday. Volunteers came out. We had them sign waivers, make sure that they weren't holding the city liable for if they got hurt doing this stuff. But they came out manning chainsaws and loading up brush, and our rec director drove brush down to our brush site. And by the end of Saturday afternoon, I think the field was ready for play again. But, volunteerism really showed its true heart there. When I was out driving the community that evening of the event, we already had people cutting up trees on top of roofs for their neighbors, and really showed what Juneau was all about.
Great story. Again, with me this morning on Party Line, the mayor of the city of Juneau, Dan Wegener. Mr. Mayor, you've been mayor now for over 10 years. And talk a little bit about the progress that you feel has been made in Juneau. What are some of the accomplishments that maybe you and the community as a whole should be proudest of?
Well, I think one of the big things that we've got going right now, we've cleaned up. We had a lead moratorium, of course, through the state of Wisconsin, that we had to get all our lead out. And we had grant monies for private individuals to replace their lead water services from the shutoff into their homes and whatever, so that didn't cost them anything. Then we proceeded with from the shutoff in up to the main. We call it public side. Private side is on the other side of the shutoff of the terrace area. So anyway, all the private water laterals got replaced at no cost to the homeowners, which was a great thing. And then we had to bore the cost of the private side stuff, but we had a moratorium or an ending date of the 20th at the end of this year to get that all done, and we stayed right on it, and we are able to make that deadline. And amongst that, that involved two of the oldest streets in town. We got that all taken care of, North Island Street and South Island Street, as well as all of East Oak Street. East Oak Street is our downtown sector. So we received grant monies for doing the final, the 200 and 300 block of East Oak Grove Street. So that was, we did it in three segments: the farthest east end, the middle sector, which we received community block grant funds for that, to the tune of $900,000+ for a $1.1 million project. So that was huge. Communities of our size, the street projects are all $1 million plus. You even won't take on just the smallest block. It's crawling up to $1 million. So anyway, that was huge that we got those two blocks and funding for that. And that's based upon the income limits income of the property owners along the route. Then our final block is our downtown sector, which we could not apply for those funds again because of the fact that the courthouse abuts to one side of that. So then during that time, the Chamber of Commerce pursued grant monies or received a grant from the Greater Watertown Hospital Foundation to do a study of our downtown. And we had MSA officials come in, and they kind of defined our downtown, made a lot of suggestions. And during that time, they said that when most communities redo their downtown, they try to beautify it and proposed a gathering plaza, which we pursued with the county. We partnered with the county entered into a 50-year lease with the county for their southeast corner of the courthouse, of the old courthouse, which we didn't take down any trees or anything else, but we built a beautiful stage area, and we call it the Gathering Plaza. It's got seating walls. You could use it for performances. You could use it for just public speaking. Just adds a real nice touch to our downtown. Along with that, we used our ARPA funds. Every community received ARPA funds after COVID to help them pay for damages or whatever. Well, City of Juneau did very well during COVID. We didn't lay anybody off. We had very few damage. We had a few COVID cases with our EMS members, and I think police department might have had one or two or whatever. But those funds are used there either to help you get whole after COVID or to promote economic development in your downtown. Well, part of that study that the chamber did, they said, you got to beautify this downtown if you want to fill a lot of your vacant buildings and whatever. So we took it upon ourselves to use those funds. It was the tune of $265,000, and we banked it for the 2 years that we had it before we started using it. And so we wound up with over $300,000 to help beautify the downtown. So we put up decorative street lighting. We put in colored stamp concrete, and then we built that plaza, which MSA Engineering also gave us a tip that we could apply for an open space fund or escapes the name of it right now, but we applied for that, and we got another $50,000 to be able to do that. So, that funded our beautifying our downtown. Had Becky Gluin, your former mayor in Beaver Dam, compliment me many times about what we did to our downtown. She thought it just looked beautiful, because she was always a promoter to beautify Beaver Dam's back downtown, sure. And I think she did a good job on that as well.
You bet.
But those are probably the keynotes, or
that's great.
What we got going right now is that 200 and 300 block is ready for the final coat of blacktop. The last 100 block we leave settled for a winter, so that'll be blacktopped by the beginning of next year, spring of next year. And then as far as other projects, we got a grind and relay of a major street from Quick Trip all the way to the East City limits, and across from 26 to W past our Piggly Wiggly store, we've got that all ground waiting for Northeast Asphalt to lay the blacktop. So our downtown should be looking pretty good, and the rest of the community should be looking pretty good, along with just the general maintenance projects.
Sounds wonderful. Dan Wegner, the mayor of the City of Juneau, joining me this morning on our WBEV Party Line interview. I need to take a brief break, Mr. Mayor. If you want to warm up a cup of coffee, help yourself. We'll have more on Juneau with Dan Wegner in just a couple of minutes on 95.3 WBEV. On 95.3 WBEV, my guest on Party Line, Dan Wegner, the mayor of the City of Juneau. Mr. Mayor, I know that the council, last meeting or meeting or two ago, was looking at the cable TV arrangements over in Juneau. What came of that?
Well, as far as we have a local community channel, it seems like franchise fees are starting to diminish because of the fact that so many people are drifting away from cable, live streaming, et cetera, et cetera.
Sure.
And we know we like to get the word, our community meetings and what have you, our council meetings. We like to get the word out to our taxpayers and utility users, but it's getting tougher and tougher to find camera operators, fund equipment with the dollars that we get from the franchise fee. So the committee itself, we have a cable TV committee, decided that at the end of the year, the Juneau would lose theirs.
Will your residents in Juneau now not be able to see the council meetings, for example, live? Any options you folks might have going forward?
We are going to try to maintain some equipment so meetings can be live streamed.
Okay. And that, again, any change will be coming after the first of the year.
Correct. So, we've got it adequately funded for the balance of the year, but going into the new year, we just don't think that it's that it's used that much anymore, or don't really think that people are benefiting from it for the cost of maintaining it.
We've only got about 4 or 5 more minutes with the mayor of Juneau, Dan Wegner. Let me ask you to take those last few minutes and talk about what you see as your goals for the city in the next year, next couple of years. What are some of the aspirations you might have for your wonderful community here in Dodge County?
Well, I think we've done very well over the last few years. Like I said, we've got most of our underground infrastructure all improved with that mandate of the getting rid of the lead and what have you. We've accomplished that goal by the end of this year. Our infrastructure as far as our water and sewer is pretty much up to date. We're still having issues. The DNR mandated additional chlorine in our water. There's been multiple complaints about that throughout our community. It seemed like our chlorine wasn't getting out to the far ends of our water system. So they mandated that we had to step that up to get it out there. Well, as you well know, when you step it up closest to your wells, the people that live closest to your wells are going to have a huge concentrate of chlorine, which has been a constant battle. We did a study with our engineering firm to find out what we could do about this. They suggested flushing in certain areas, which our wastewater team has been doing. I think we've made some strides. I don't notice it near as much as I did 6 months ago. So I think what we're doing is helping, but people aren't very patient on that situation. You know, they don't like opening up their faucet and smelling chlorine, which at times, like in the mornings, early mornings, or whatever, it is very strong. But It certainly wasn't because of what our operators are doing. It's just abiding by the DNR mandates that we got to push more into the system to get it out the far end of our system. So that's one battle we've got going on right now that probably is a negative in our community. And, of course, Facebook tends to bring out all the worst in people, I guess.
Chlorine inspires people to want to go online and complain.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dan Wegner from Juneau with me. You and I were chatting before we went on the air. I find that when I speak with just about everybody in municipal levels or county, that housing is often a concern. How's your housing stock in Juneau? Any developments along those lines? What's the status of that in your city?
We definitely could use more single-family housing. We seem to be pretty well covered with our apartments here, though occasionally you do see a for rent sign out in front of a few of them. We do have very affordable housing in Juneau. I routinely, even when houses are sold, of course, it's kind of a shocker now with what the price of real estate is compared to 5 years ago. But housing in Juneau is usually very reasonably priced and what have you compared to larger cities. But we do have a shortage of it. We could use some private builders. We had one that was very active in what we refer to our Wild Goose Park. That's right out by our soccer courts or soccer fields that I referred to earlier. He built about 7 or 8 homes, and before they're even sold, before they're even completely built, they seem to have them sold already. So market for homes in Juneau is hot. We just got to get more builders to pursue that.
Gotcha. Mayor, thanks so much for joining me this morning. A pleasure speaking with you. Great to hear from Juneau. I hope you and the whole city of Juneau have a wonderful Labor Day weekend.
Thank you, sir.
You
Thank you
care.
For having me.